not plugged in my tub. No, now that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
With the proper business of the show tonight, and our first act is somebody who's played here many times for Lowe. He is the patron saint of Totally Acoustic. Please welcome to the stage, it's Mr. Pete Green.
Well, I tend to begin sets quite often these days, particularly post 2010, with a warning that what you're about to experience may contain potentially dangerous levels of whist. So if you in any way have an intolerance to whist or wistfulness, consider this your one. Okay. So this is my next one. This is a song from a new album. This is called One Hit Wonder. Please come through, now's a good moment. Make yourself comfy. It's a long night ahead.
What news?
Hang on. Well, Pete needs to stop playing so many long songs up the front too, and play some short songs through the midfield.
Still nil nil.
Okay, cheers, Sam. Thank you. Okay. Are we all right? Haven't got any seats left? Is there one left back there anyway?
I mean, there are seats out there. Please bring them in.
I think it's a penalty.
don't tell us at the moment. Are we good? Good. Okay. I'm going to do a couple of songs. I'm going to do a couple of things without any instruments. Now I'm going to do a poem.
Ooh.
And I'm going to do after that. Okay. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, just when you thought I couldn't take it down any further. And then I'm going to try and do the first time ever an acapella song. So the acapella song is a cover version. I'll tell you about that. I've done everything. The poem is mine. But it's a poem that's partly about music. It's partly about why I make music a little less than I used to. It's called Diminished. So if there's any musicians, I'm assuming there may be one or two musicians in here, and you might be looking around, but I don't know if there are any who can play a diminished chord. Are there any musicians who can play a diminished chord? I
can't even spin it.
Exactly. Albert can't. Anyway, I've been trying for years. So it's partly about that. So this poem is called Diminished. Last night we sang of hedonism and pre-modern love. Sang for the drinking, drank for the songs. Heroes of the small hours, vertical survivors. Miraculous on midnight traffic islands. Take us to the after show, the offing. Take us to bed. The fretboard presses back against my calloused fingertips. Hard as the whetstone meeting the knife my dad once gutted haddock with below an icy running tap, his pleading knuckles raw as January dawn. 20 months before my birth, the Beatles split. Concord couldn't stay aloft. Iron, rail, coal and fish, apologies for former selves. When I play pop, it's either defiance or denial. I'm not sure which, nor if it matters. Today, instead, these wound steel threads must chorus close down foundries. My translucent plectrum, please. I want to hymn the world we're in. Digital. Truncated. My span contracts. I want to strum diminished chords all day. My digits vie for fretboard space, driven as city traders. How strange the change from major to diminished. C diminished, cagey and constrained. A chord for my generation. So I'll just do one more again. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Mark for having us back for an unprecedented 820. Yeah. I was just. It's a bit funny because I was at work this morning in Sheffield until about 11:45 when I had to leave to get on the train. We got this thing in our office. If we're going to like a meeting outside the department, you say, oh, I'm going to a thing. I've got a thing, I'm going to a thing. So I packed up my stuff and I was leaving the office and I said, oh, I'll see you. And everyone in the office said, oh, are you going to a thing? I said, well, not in the traditional sense. I'm playing gig because I've got my guitar and my ukulele. So I said, I'm playing gig. I thought, all right, good luck. Where's the gig? You know, thinking I was going to say the Rutland Arms or something. And I said, so, oh, it's in London. And I'm like, woo! Hey, the whole office is like, woo! Like this, you know, playing in London. Oh, okay. You know, I think we were quite easily pleased in my office because I was like, oh, it's not the O2 Arena or anything like that. You know, it's a room above a pub. And they were like, ooh, room above a pub. So that was my coming to the gig today. So, thanks ever so much for listening. I've been Pete Green and the rest of the night. It's going to be amazing. So this is my last one tonight. This is it's off the new album and it's called Tangents. Rain on a rounded window, obscuring the view. Our absent audiences slumber below. But this is all we ever wanted. It's all we'll ever be, you and me. Somewhere along the way, the paths run askew. Someone assumed a tangent nobody knew. But we all feel disappointment, and we all wake up to see this isn't what we always wanted. But it's all we'll ever be. We'll be right back.
Thanks very much.
Peter Green! Having a run of indie legends. No. I know I always play it, don't really care.
Yeah,
but
you really are.
Oh, you really are.
That really exists.
What an indie thing to say that was. Keep going.
Robin Hood was a legend.
Robin Hood was a legend, that's true. You're probably. Well, I think technically a legend is... No, which way is it? It's a legend based on... It's like similes and metaphors, isn't it?
We've got to sort it out before we
I'm
anyway.
Confused as to whether I'm really here.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Pop Guns!
About writing these songs because I didn't actually write them, so they have to go to Simon for that. Still waiting for the week. Friday night outside the Grand, a wedding disco band plays Boogie One. Darkness by the sea, the guides are smoking weed, huddle from the breeze. If you're still waiting for the winter, you already missed her. She's not coming back again. Yeah, I heard that she's okay. Still a world away, were you hoping for the rain? Still a world away. Are you still hoping? was there. I don't think we have any diminished. We're not quite that level of low yet. We're just minor. Not quite diminished. Okay, so yeah, this is a song from Pop Fiction. Completely unbalanced, a bit jaunty.
You know our genre so well.
Even though what album it's from and everything.
Our repertoire, so.
Our repertoire, yeah.
I have to start it.
See what I have to put up with.
What's it?
It's going to be a G.
Thank you.
That's working. Okay, nobody say anything rude now because of the thumbs. Yeah, so never before have we had an Total Acoustic where the members of the band were part of a song that when I was just finished
a song.
Shallow is the song. A particular song that one of my best friend's first proper girlfriend put on a mixtape for him. A mixtape, it was a thing back in the 1990s that we did. It was that and the Sandman were on it. And yes, a song which about 20 years ago we sang at him repeatedly to take the piss out of him. And now you're here.
What a beautiful story.
That was a lovely story.
The
relationship
survived.
We
could
have done that song as well. Yeah. We aren't doing it now.
It's, you know, when Axl Rose was here and we did Paradise City, he thought it was a lovely story. But anyway, I'm amazed to hear this fantastic. Please welcome Kenny Wyatt.
But we are doing some new ones, and this one is called Things I Love. It does mention old records in it.
After the Popguns triple axe attack, this guitar's going to seem pretty quiet.
Scratched out a line, furniture brightly bent the blows. Now all they ever bring to mind is he who can't be mentioned. And all the songs we listen to as one, well, they're ruined now, and all the places and the things we've done. Well, the hour of Tim and Burton, a bowl of homemade popcorn, the indie clubs of Islington, that seem so cold and far off, and all the songs we listen to as one.
Yeah.
gig in a row we've done.
It's true.
The last time was at your place in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Pete
does a very similar thing in Sheffield.
It's
upstairs in a pub. They do have upstairs in a pub.
Yeah. We do it instead of.
Yeah. We went to Sheffield.
Proper fancy.
Doesn't mean you're not a punk band
anymore. I think you're not a punk band.
Doesn't mean you're not a punk band anymore.
Thank you.
There may be other reasons, but.
Okay. Throw another love song on fire.
Was Totally Acoustic, a particularly legend-studded affair, I think you'd agree. Our next show is on 32nd of June, when we've got Paul and Kathy Tormbone doing a spot. We've got Robbery doing the London leg of their album launch. And in theory, if things stay as they are, I will be doing a full set myself when I'll be performing the entirety of Me and the Validators' new album, Still Valid, which may be interesting. We'll see what happens. So that's the next one. Thanks everybody who came this time. Thanks everybody who played, especially. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.